You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. Braille Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille Eye is a pocket-sized portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Today, I'm here with my co-host, the one, the only, my better half, Lynn Golder. You here, Lynn?
I'm here, everybody. Welcome and Merry Christmas Eve, I guess we will say. We're here live in the studio out of Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the December 24th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, here and now.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
You have a lot of people here, Michael, tonight.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Family affair here.
Family man. Affair tonight.
Yeah.
Chris Shaw behind the scenes. Chris Shaw, you there?
Don't tell anybody, but I made it in.
Okay. Chris brought his family, his lovely better half, you know.
Nakia.
Yep.
With the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got his two daughters here today. And a little later in the show, Chris is going to do a little singing for us.
Yay! It only took 2 years. Finally. Hey, does Nakia sing?
Nah.
Okay.
I tried.
Okay.
And I stopped.
All right.
So you folks that are turning in this radio show for the first time, saying, what's going on? So
it's Christmas Eve.
Besides all that, this radio show is for the, well, we say for the visually impaired, the blind community, but it's also for the sighted community. So we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. So you folks listening to the show, especially we have trivia, you can call up anytime you want. If you know a song, feel free to call us up. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Well, two things. First of all, I'd like to tell anybody that calls in tonight, we are going to be sending out, but you'll get on the wait list for the 2018 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show bracelet, the silicone bracelet, like we gave out last year.
Yeah, if you call in.
So you call in tonight, that'll be our little Christmas present to you.
Yeah, we're going
to
give out bracelets.
Or late Hanukkah present.
And by the way, I got to give out a couple shout-outs.
I have to do one important little, not really a shout-out because the person is no longer with us, but it's in memory of our dear friend Patty Land, whose birthday is tomorrow, and we always got a kick out of that her birthday was on Christmas Day, and we miss you dearly, Patty Land. And Patty was a loyal listener of our show for many, many years.
Yes.
And we loved her dearly. Okay.
The shout out that I want to give, I'm glad you mentioned about Patty.
Yeah, her birthday's tomorrow.
Was the trio that are out tonight gallivanting around, and they said they'll be listening tonight, is Desiree Joanne, the daughter.
You better say it correctly.
Desiree Joanne, I'll say it correctly. And the two kids with her is Kyle and Haley.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so
if
you're listening,
guys.
If you're listening, you can call in too if you want. 407-894-1680.
Hey, maybe they'll win a prize.
Yeah, maybe you win a prize.
Well, if they call in, they get a bracelet.
Yeah, you get a bracelet.
There you go.
Yep.
So they get a prize.
Yeah.
That's right. Built-in prize. So your daughter had fun singing before on the air, Chris.
I know.
She's so cute. And Nakia said she's shy. She wasn't shy.
She's shy. When there's not a lot of people, she can mingle in.
Yeah.
But when you have a whole lot of people,
I understand.
Because she had to recite a poem this morning, and she just looked at me and was like, okay, why are you sitting in the front? If I was sitting in the back, she probably would have done it, but I was trying to take pictures, so I think that's what it was that scared her.
Yeah, but she come sat in here, down, put the headphones on.
Yeah, she come in here with no problem.
Yeah.
I even get in here to get on air with me sometimes, and we go in, and she just come right in here with no problem.
See that? Future radio star. There she is. I see you,
She's over here. Say, hey, Malaya.
Right there behind. Hi, honey.
All right.
You want to say hi?
Having fun? Say hi.
Hello.
I hear her.
Say Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's it.
But she follow orders well, don't she?
Hey, folks.
Can I say Happy Christmas and Happy Holidays?
That's right. Happy Holidays. Right. That's right.
She's speaking for the baby now.
Okay.
I got to take a picture of the two of them through the glass while you're talking, Michael.
I got to bring up something very important now. For those folks out there that, let's just say this way. This is a time of year that you have to open up your mouth and talk. Because Christmas can be happy and Christmas can be sad.
That's very true.
And let me tell you why I say it's sad. Because sometimes you may be sighted or you may be blind, but maybe by yourself. Now, one of the things is, if you happen to be sitting there listening to us and you're by yourself, a lot of time that's your fault. I'll tell you why. Because people like to know if you're by yourself. Because it's time to open up your mouth and say something. Because for those folks who are sitting there and you don't open your mouth and say something, well, I know I would feel very bad if a neighbor of mine or a friend of mine was alone on Christmas or Christmas Eve. Yes, it's great for them to listen to this radio show. But at the same time, sometimes you haven't opened your mouth. I know, Lynn can tell you, I'm always opening up my mouth. I'm always aggressive.
Yes, that's true.
I'm always aggressive. And I'll tell people, what are you doing? Because we have some friends down the street. I'll even say to them, so when are you inviting us over? Lynn will say, I can't believe you just said that. Well, I said it, and I'll happily say it all the time. When is fighting this over? Because the point is, we invite them over. Now, for those folks that are sitting there and say, well, you don't invite nobody over, well, the answer is, why not? It's called being friendly. So maybe you should make a New Year's resolution. Try to be friendly with people down the street, around the corner, if you're sighted or if you're visually impaired or blind. Try to be opening your mouth and say, why don't you come over for a cup of coffee and cookies?
Well,
or
Michael,
something.
That reminds me of a little story. Our friend Sharon Giovanazzo, who is the president and CEO of World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, when we wished her happy Thanksgiving, I said, so what are you doing? She said, I'm the oasis here. She had so many people come to her house, people that didn't have a place to go for the holidays. And she had at least 20-something people, I think, come to her house for a turkey dinner. And I thought that was really, really nice.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So next season, you know, you say something and that, you know, you'd like to come over or invite them over, like Michael said. That would be nice. Chris?
Well, I want to invite people over, but my house not big enough.
Well, we could be outside in the yard.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
We'll have to stand around probably in the streets because, you know, we'd be posted up outside on our vehicles.
Chris.
But I understand, though.
Yeah. Can I impose on you? Would you mind reading that St. Nicholas?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I got you.
With your voice, it's going to be great.
Poetry Foundation, a visit from St. Nicholas. I'm sorry. Okay. So they just having a field day.
Okay.
All right. By Clement Clark Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up with the sash. The moon was on the breast of the new fallen snow, gave a luster of midday to objects below. when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeers. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles of his course they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dancer, Dasher, Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, Donner and Blitzer. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. At leaves there before the wild hurricanes fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleighs full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And when in the twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof, as I drew in my head was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes as soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how they merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His drooled little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as snow. The stumps of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face, a little round belly, that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and fulfilled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his fingers aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose, he sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they flew like the dawn of a thistle. But I heard his exclaim. Eerie he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all good night. Merry Christmas.
All right.
All right. Merry Christmas.
That's a hard poem to read.
That's all.
That's a
thank
long
you,
poem.
Chris.
That's a story, that's not hard. A poem.
Right.
Yeah, it is a story. That's true.
It's a book.
It's a mouthful. Thank you so much.
We're going to break.
Going to break.
Stay right there. We have a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's Home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal, or spiral cut honey glazed ham meal, or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of 3 delicious sides, or you can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website catering@infiregroup.com.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac Duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and this is season's greetings from Blind and Beyond. Yeah, that's right. This is for Christmas and New Year's. For those who are listening, hope you call in. Get a bracelet when you call in. 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. I'm going to say it slow. 407-894-1680. That's right. Are we going to call that number right now?
Are we working on it right now?
Okay,
after you get
that number, we're going to have to do a trivia. We're going to go to trivia. I want to do a trivia. We have some Christmas.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's all right. So you want to go right into trivia, you say, right?
Yeah. Lynn, you back there?
Here she come back over your way shortly.
Do the first trivia Gary's with Gary's. Yeah. All right. This is a trivia. See, tell me who's. This was a big hit. Very unusual record back in the 60s, I think. And this is number one record. And tell me who's singing the song.
Wait, the one with Gary Sinclair?
Yes.
Let me make sure, because, I'm sorry, Lynn, okay.
What?
All right.
It was the email that I sent you.
Which one? I got.
Oh.
I can say it.
No.
It's the one, it's a 7:39 break. Look on the clock.
Gotcha. Okay. I knew it.
Yeah.
I was just checking.
All right, so the answer
ready.
Is this way. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin!
Okay! Christmas time is near.
1958.
Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas.
That's a hard question. Everybody knows the name, but who the heck knew?
Singing it.
I never knew who sang it.
All right.
I'm going to only wait five minutes. People are looking up and they're
going to
cheat.
No, it shouldn't, it shouldn't be that tough.
Really? I didn't know. I mean, I grew up with that. I don't remember the name of the person.
Because who, it, can I give a hint?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Is it be too easy?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, but Mike, okay. What? Just a little small hint.
Okay, right. Small hint.
It's right. Christmas, Michael. All right. Little hint.
All right, here's the hint. They all played in the same row.
In the same row.
Too big of a hint? Because I don't want to give it away because the name says it all.
Who's singing the song?
Michael wants, Michael wants the answer to the hard part.
Who's singing the song?
It was like, what was the dad name?
Well, while we're waiting for the answer, can we call that phone number?
Yeah,
for the surprise call?
A surprise
call. I think
we'll
do a few surprise calls tonight. Yep.
How come we didn't eat that good food?
I'm going to eat mine later. I can't eat while I'm on the
air. Hey, Thomas C., if you're out there, why don't you call in?
Yeah, really. Keep us company here. We came for everybody to keep them company. We want you to keep us company now.
407-894-1680.
And if you hear a lot of kids running around, because that's what they are, they're running
Pennsylvania,
around.
Pennsylvania, you can call in.
Yep.
How about anybody in California? You can call in, too. 407-894-1680. Okay.
Can we hear the dial tone on the air, Chris, or it won't work?
You shouldn't hear it because people can tell by the digits.
Number and a short message.
She's not answering. All right, I'll have to. Oop! I just hit myself in the head. I'll have to give you a different number. She probably can't hear the phone ring because of all
she's
the
telling
noise.
To pick up.
Well, she probably tuned in listening.
No, I don't think she's listening.
And, Mike, just to give you an update, the score is now 33-43. The 49ers scored again. Just to give you a heads up, I didn't see the play, but the 49ers scored over Jacksonville Jaguars. Hmm. All right. So
I wanted to tell you, you know, yes, Christmas is tomorrow, but, you know, you can always give a belated gift. And if you ever had someone on your list that is blind or has a visual impairment, I came across, pardon me, I should be eating egg rolls while I'm on the air. I came across top 10 great suggestions that might inspire you to think out of the box and, you know, make your shopping a little bit easier as far as gifts for someone who is blind or visually impaired. So these are 10 accessible gift ideas for friends or family who are blind or visually impaired. So the first one is called, it's a talking watch keychain of all things. And the majority of us are not lucky enough to throw away the clock and live on our own schedule. So whether you check the wall clock or the clock on your wrist or the clock on your cell phone, it's pretty consistent activity for most of us throughout the day. You need to check the time to know when to be on time for your next meeting, when to pick up the kids, and when your favorite television show is on. But someone who is blind or visually impaired doesn't have the luxury, and I do this all during the show, as Chris knows. I'm always looking up at the clock to see what time it is. But a blind or visually impaired person most likely still needs to stick to a schedule. And so for that, they suggest in this list a talking watch keychain. And it's a keychain with a time-announced clock on it. And it has an LCD and an audio time report. It has an alarm and an hourly time announcement. And it has a power-saving mode just to preserve the battery. And it's only $9.95. It's called the Tell Time Talking Watch. And we have a caller. Oh, okay, we have a caller.
All right, who's on the line?
Let's see.
Special guest.
You're kidding.
Hey, special guest, how you doing?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, we just called your house.
We just called you.
There's several people here.
We just called you.
Well, I couldn't get to the phone. I've got a party going on.
We expected you to drop everything, the meatballs, everything, to answer the call.
I had to drop the meatballs to answer the call, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You guys too.
Aw, you having fun?
We are having fun. Everybody is just pretty much showing up, so it's all good.
All right, and the RV is in the driveway?
No, my dad and stepmom did not bring their RV.
Oh, good.
So they're all good.
All right.
We came in Friday. We've had a wonderful visit, and it's been a delightful day.
Well, that's great.
So happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas and a safe and very happy New Year.
Oh, well, happy Christmas and Merry New Year to you as well.
You too, dear.
And that's Sheila Young in the background talking. I don't recognize Sheila. The voice.
Hey, Gary, if you're listening. Hi, Sherry.
I just took you off speaker. Oh, okay. He is here. So.
All right. Well, have fun. Bye. We miss
have
you.
Fun.
Merry Christmas.
Merry bye Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thanks bye. For calling.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Bye.
And that was Sheila Young.
And we're missing her meatballs.
Yep. First time in a long time.
And their sausage and everything else. Yep.
So yeah. Nobody guessed it.
Nobody guessed it.
Okay, I'll give the answer.
Wait, you want me to give another hint?
Yeah.
All right. So whoever the father is for Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, do you know the name of the father for Alvin?
What? I don't even know that.
I don't know that.
His name is David.
I don't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So anyway, it's David Seville. That's the who's singing. David Seville.
Yeah.
David Seville, the name of the song is called Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Listen, if you call in, we're going to bribe you. If you call in, we'll give you the 2018 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show bracelet. So call in, and Chris will take your name and your address.
That's right.
I got to tell you right now.
Or maybe Vallejo will write it down.
Very important right now. All kidding aside, Papa Palera. You know, you folks out there, when you're crossing the street,
especially this time of the year. Oh, my
blind,
goodness. Busy time of the year.
Now is the time to pick up the phone and call your local, wherever you live, what city you live in, and tell them that you want lights. You know, that's what Palera is all about. Palera, it's called Navigator APS. And Palera Navigator APS is on the street corner. Well, it tells you what when you're crossing it. It talks to you. So you don't have to see it. You can hear it. Lynn, who do they call?
Their traffic engineering
their
department.
Traffic engineering department in your local city.
That's
that you
right.
To.
That's right.
I think I just heard someone come in next to me.
Right.
And I believe this is Chris Shaw, his better half, the woman who's in charge.
Nakia Shaw.
Of his household.
Hey,
he tells me he's in charge, but I don't believe it.
And the baby.
His wife's in charge, and the assistant is with her, too. Okay.
You want to put some headphones on, Nakia?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I don't know. I think I disconnected the one. Wait, let's see. Hold on.
Okay.
Wait, which one is this? Pull the wire and then I can see which one it is. I'll plug you in. Right. Okay, here we go.
All right, so Mike, the game is over 44-33. That was the 49ers and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Jacksonville record has went to 10-5 and 5-10 for the San Francisco 49ers. The update on your Dallas Cowboys game. Dallas Cowboys. You ready for it? You ready for it, Mike? You ready for it? Let me give it to you right here. Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? They lost.
Good. I'm glad they lost.
How about those Cowboys? They lost.
Good.
They lost to the Seattle Seahawks. So.
Good. As you can tell, I'm a Philadelphia Eagles man. So tell me more important. I want to talk to your wife.
With
the hot sauce.
Bring the microphone up to your mouth so you can talk.
There you go.
And
you are on camera.
So, Mrs. Shaw.
Hey, how you doing?
What do you have to say for yourself, Mrs. Shaw?
You can get away with asking her that because she doesn't know your routine.
Okay.
Okay.
Help me out. What you talking about?
Oh, he always asks everybody what
so
do
what
you
have
to say
for yourself.
Yourself?
What do you have in your arm?
My baby girl.
Your baby girl?
Yeah.
How old's the baby?
She's 6 months.
Oh, it's big. She's 6 months old.
Yeah.
I remember, boy, it was 6 months.
Wow.
It was a while ago when you were pregnant.
April?
I remember when you were pregnant.
May, June, July. Yeah,
and we were all worried about what day you're going to have the baby, so this way he couldn't
come
in.
We're so selfish.
We were worried.
She came on her due date.
Yeah.
But we did have a false labor with Mother's Day.
I remember.
That was a Sunday, Mother's Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
You went to
the
hospital.
There was a lot going on. Yeah. She was stirring up, but she wasn't ready just yet.
She's so cute.
She's making up for lost time?
Oh, yeah.
She's wearing a little pink band in her head with a bow in the front.
Okay, do you want me to come get her?
I'm good.
She's
sure?
fine.
Okay.
She's fine.
I'm good.
Okay.
Unless you want her.
So what do you have to say? What can you tell me about your husband that we don't already know?
Oh, my. Let's see.
Now, remember,
give him a lot of shrimp.
You go home with me.
No, I don't give him any shrimp. I still love him, so I don't give him any shrimp, no tomatoes.
No tomatoes.
Yeah. Oh, tomatoes, too?
Oh,
he's allergic
tomatoes.
To shrimp. Where you been? I know he was allergic to shrimp and tomatoes.
Yeah, but Chris is one of a kind. He is very special.
He is. He's sweet.
He's a very sweet guy.
He is. He really is.
But he was brought up in Chicago. Where were you brought up in?
Leesburg, Florida.
No,
she's
kidding.
Already, that's her, yeah. Her parents live no, by near us.
You actually yeah. brought up in Florida.
Yep.
No
Poulin
kidding.
Park in Leesburg. Yep.
Yeah. Where'd you meet him?
At Bethune-Cookman.
No
he
kidding.
Told
you went
us
there
that
too.
Story.
Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
He thought she was
wow.
cute.
Yep. I met him in college.
Yeah. Another guy. Hey, Chris.
He's on
so
the phone.
You both got MRS degrees there.
Oh, we have a caller. Say by the bell. All right. It looks like David, one of our co-hosts, calling in from Fern Park. Hey, David. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. What's
thanks
happening?
For calling in.
Brenda says Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa and Hanukkah.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Say hello. Say hi to Nakia, Chris's wife.
Hi.
And the baby.
Well, that was part of the reason why we had to call in and say hi to Nakia.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going there, Michelle?
Everything's
I know
going
you.
Good.
I was playing some music for you there a few weeks back at Mike and Lynn's party.
Oh, that's right. You played the guitar?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I had the pleasure to meet you. That was awesome.
Awesome. I remember. And you sat with your parents at the dinner, I believe.
No, that was
Greg. I'll show you a picture of David. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that wasn't my parents, though. But
hold on. I'll show you.
Great to meet you guys. And congratulations again for the wonderful Christmas. The young Christmas present you got there.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, sweetie. And we will catch you guys soon. Have fun.
Thank you. Have a good holiday. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks a lot. We'll see you guys.
Bye-bye.
So they didn't get that song. You know what song I want? Hey, see if you can find.
Show you a picture,
I found
David.
A song.
This is Dave.
That we play on my rock and roll show that I fell in love with. Okay. Oh, we're going to break. We're going to play a song when we come back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation market is at its best just for you. Check out GoLinks.com for the latest news and updates from Links. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocaresaboutyou.com. Quack, 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 quack.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Now I'm here with three beautiful women.
That's right.
Three. One may be a little too young, but...
She's watching you, Michael.
Yes. Hello there, young lady. She's 6 months old.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lynn? Zamaria. Did I say it right?
Yes, ma'am.
Zamaria.
What's her name?
Zamaria.
Zamaria. Yeah.
With a Z. That's right.
Listen, we're going to play a song that I just fell in love with
okay.
in the last 2 weeks, and it's a Christmas song. It's by The Temptations. If you've never heard it before, once you hear it, you're going to love it. It's called Silent Night by The Temptations.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. For all of our friends, would you listen to me? We, the Temptation.
Oh, glorious dream.
heaven above, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah.
Christ, the Savior, is born.
Showing the family.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
I didn't, you know, if you put people don't know, that was Chris also singing with
Chris
the Temptations.
Has a magnificent added an, voice.
The Temptations didn't know they added another guy to the group that night.
Yeah, I was the baby temp.
But later you're going to sing a song solo.
Yeah, I got one
acapella
for you.
Acapella or a cappella. We have a caller on the line. Would like to say hello. Another noisy caller. It's Gary from Winter Park.
Gary
Florida.
Sinclair, you're calling in. Yeah, Gary? What do you have to say for yourself, Gary?
He's a party man.
Hey, buddy. We're having a big old, good old time here with the rum and coke, man. I'm not snackered. No, I have one drink.
One drink and you're snackered?
That's all it takes.
That's Mary, all. And Merry Christmas, and, Gary.
Merry Christmas to everybody there and everybody listening out there. Wish you Merry Christmas to everybody out there and listening, and Happy New Year, because the show won't be on. It'll be just 3 weeks, I guess, New Year's Eve.
But, talk to everybody next year.
And,
yep.
And I'll be on, hopefully, the first show next year. So, everybody, but I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and tell Michael that I'm on a ball, because we miss you, Michael and Lynn, because you're always here.
That's right. Wow, duty calls.
Well, I have one more. I said my say, and I got
anybody else want to say hello there?
Yes, Asla is right next
to me. Oh, Asla!
And I'm gonna hand the phone over to you.
Asla was playing at our party too.
I'll see you all later. Merry
okay,
Christmas.
Gary.
Merry Christmas.
Here's Asla.
Oh, wonderful!
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Asla.
Hi, Asla.
You're talking to Nakia Shaw, Chris's wife, and us. And the baby.
It's just awesome. Sorry you guys aren't here to join us this time, but you know, I have to sing a song at least for you. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Thank you, Osla. That means a lot. Thank you for getting on the air. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Are you singing out on the patio today, tonight?
I will be, not yet, but I will be later. I'll be singing later when I'll pull out my guitar. We're just sitting and talking right at the moment. It's really a nice night, so we're having a nice Christmas Eve. And hopefully you guys are having a good time.
We are. We're having fun with the children and Chris's wife and Nina's mom was here with her little brother, so we have a whole family thing here tonight.
That's great. All right.
Well, thanks for calling
in. Thank you, Osla. Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you.
We miss you guys, but I'm glad that you're having a good time, too, and hopefully we'll see you soon, and I'll get to come and sing for you guys on the air again, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Our pleasure.
Absolutely. See you next year.
Yep.
All right. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was nice. All right.
You know, I don't know.
We have another caller. You have to take this caller.
Okay. Got to.
You have to.
Got to.
2,000%.
2,000%.
Why did you introduce?
This beautiful young lady right here. Oh, man. I'm so glad to hear her voice all the way from Palmyra, New Jersey.
All right.
Miss Betty.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Michael and Lynn. I wish everybody there a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
you, Merry
too.
Christmas and Happy New Year, yes.
And to Paul also. Merry Christmas, Paul, if you're listening.
Yes.
Her son, Paul.
He's on the other end.
He's on the other end. Well, did you meet Chris's wife, Nakia? She's on the other microphone with her baby, with her baby. This is Betty from New Jersey.
That little Zamaria.
Hi.
She has a wonderful little Christmas.
Thank you.
And their other daughter was on the air before with the kids.
Malaya.
Yep.
You know, Betty, I have to tell you something.
What?
You know, next year is 18, you know, and 2018. But in the Jewish religion, Lynn and I are Jewish, as you know, and in the Jewish religion, 18 means long, long life.
It's kind of good luck.
That's long life.
Hi.
Yes. Just Kai.
There you go.
Yep. So people don't know that 18 is lucky.
So we're looking forward to 2018. Right. Yep. That's right.
Woo-hoo. Maybe we'll all be healthy next year. Absolutely.
So do you two have any plans? You're just going to stay home and stay safe? What are your plans for Christmas?
I'm going to be home and trying to still get my strength back.
Yeah, your voice sounds a little raspy.
From the anesthesia, you know, that I had from the endoscopy. So hopefully I'll get it back one of these days soon.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you guys
And when you go
in.
To a diner, think of us.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, dear.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Take care. Yes.
Take
God
care.
Bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Yes. Bye, Paul.
Yes, bye-bye.
Did she ever get a bracelet?
Oh, that was last year, yeah.
We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll get you right back.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh, we have a call.
And I'm your host. If you don't like it, I'm tough. What can I say? It's Michael. My co-host is Lynn. I'm sure you like to hear her more often than me.
Yeah,
but that's the way
true.
It goes.
That's true. Say it like it is.
Yes, I'm saying it the way it is.
Would you so like really, to take a caller?
Right now, we have a caller coming in from Pennsylvania.
That's right.
From Valley Forge, Philadelphia area. His name is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Same to
you.
Say hi to Nakia.
How long will it be before Chris's daughter starts becoming a co-host?
Well, Malaya was on the air before on the children's show, their other daughter, and she was singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and a couple of other songs.
And I heard Michael mention something about tradition, and I wanted to give you a Polish tradition.
Oh, good.
I remember when I was a child. We had this, I guess you would call it a wafer, almost like the type of wafer you would get for communion
right.
in a Catholic church.
Right.
And when you visitors would come to the house, you'd give them one of these wafers, and they would walk around, and they would say Happy New Year to a person, and they would present their wafer to the person who would break off a little piece and eat it, and then they say Happy New Year to you. And they would offer you their wafer, and you would break off a piece and eat it also. And it had something to do with an old Polish tradition called sharing the bread.
Okay.
But it was all wrapped around everybody wishing a Happy New Year to the next person.
Wow, that's very nice tradition.
Well, I was talking about the 18th, that's not tradition. That's what, Lynn?
Well, it's tradition that we believe it means good luck and long life.
But
it's...
Everybody knows 18 is Chi, C-H-I.
But that's a very nice tradition, Robert.
It was.
How big was the wafer, though? What if you had a big family?
Yeah.
How big is the wafer? Because I know with the christening, it's a little one.
You know what a deck of cards looks like?
Yes.
A single card out of a deck?
Right.
The wafer was about the size of a card.
Oh, it's a big wafer. A big wafer.
Okay.
Yeah. That's neat.
It was all in how you... kind of conserved it as you went around the room and everybody taking a little piece.
That's very nice. So how are you spending the holiday? Just stay home and stay quiet?
I'm going to be spending the holiday with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm lucky, I'll get to see my adopted grandchildren tomorrow and have a ball with them.
Aww. There you go. That's very nice.
Enjoy.
Very nice. How's the weather up there, Robert?
It rained. They had talked about the possibility of a snow mixture tonight into tomorrow. Hmm. So it might be snow on the ground tomorrow. We just don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling
safe.
In, Robert.
Be safe.
Stay warm.
You have a great New Year, gang, and keep
Merry
up the
Christmas.
Great work.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Robert.
We're going to trivia. Trivia time. Okay, let's see if you know this song, 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Take out the papers and the trash.
I remember this, but I don't know the name.
If you don't spread that kitchen blur, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Yuckity yak!
Don't talk that.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom.
Don't hold back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Don't hold back.
Okay, that's an easy one. Who's singing that song? We played that before. You people should know if you listen to the show. 407-894-1680. I'm only going to give you no more than 5 minutes to answer this. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
We're going to the top of the hour.
We're going to the top of the hour. See you back second hour. Day two for Blind and Beyond.